You might remember the outrage from China and Indonesia a few years ago over contaminated recycling waste being sent from Australia. It threw the industry into chaos and prompted a rethink about how to deal with plastic waste domestically. From tomorrow, mixed plastics will have to be dealt with here in Australia as an export ban comes into force. But the industry says it's not ready yet. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
Australia's recycling industry is getting an overhaul. Instead of being collected at the curb and sent overseas for processing, the plastic in your recycling bin will have to be dealt with here in Australia, because tomorrow is the start of an export ban on sending bundles of mixed plastics offshore. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee.
75,000 tonnes of mixed plastic will no longer be heading overseas.
Plastics cleaned and sorted by type can be exported for the next 12 months. Then they too will be banned from export.
It's a big transformation, but importantly, it's gradual.
The shift really began in 2018 when China and then Indonesia stopped accepting imports of plastic waste. The Commonwealth, state and local governments agreed the industry needed to change and process used plastics domestically.
We're slowly progressing towards that, but are we ready for the 1st of July? No.
That's the CEO of the National Waste and Recycling Industry Council, Rose Reed. She says some states have moved quicker than others to upgrade their recycling facilities.
And so some of those facilities may not come on for another 12 months to 18 months.
Rose Reed says the sector wants to use all the plastic waste, but might not have the capacity to process it all.
There is a limitation as to how long materials can be stockpiled because of, you know, safety reasons. Otherwise, the alternative is to put it into landfill. Is the final option. To put, you know, plastics into landfill is a significant cost, and you know, we don't want to do that. Plus, there is the loss of those potential materials.
Susan Lee says a recent survey of the sector shows there's more than enough spare capacity, and the industry and state and local governments have had plenty of time to prepare for the change.
What we need to do is get the process started, and we've sent that clear signal, and the 1st of July ban backs that in. So we've got to get this show on the road. We don't want to see plastic go into landfill. There's no need for it to go into landfill. Consumers have every right to expect that what they put in the recycling bin actually gets recycled.
Labor's Shadow Assistant Minister for the Environment, Josh Wilson, says the export ban alone won't fix the problem. He says the federal government needs to do more to create a market for recycled plastics.
And it does like to beat its chest about the export bans, but it's failed to do the necessary work in those other parts of the cycle. And the export ban itself is only going to push the problem to the next stage.
Environment Minister Susan Lee says the government has used carrots rather than sticks to encourage businesses to change their approach.
Look, it's the Labor Party way to regulate, to interfere, to disrupt business. It's not what we do. What we do is work with business.
Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee, ending that report by Melissa Clark.